Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Becoming Teachable.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your sister's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your sister, "Sister, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your own. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your sister's eye. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you experienced that duh moment when you put your open palm against your head and say something like, "How did I miss that? Why didn't I see it?" I imagine, honestly, we all know this moment, this feeling, when we wake up from our sleepwalking, blurry eyes, open palm going to our head. Now we see. Now we get it. The fact is, we are each reasonably blurry-eyed, if not completely blind guides. Only by admitting this can we begin to ask God for the help you and I and all of Earth need to breathe, to know peace, to live and thrive. Not one of us listening to this isn't in need of a plank removal from an eyeball. Not one. Could this be Jesus' point of how we can become teachable? He is trying to emphasize we are the students. We are the disciple, not the master. Maybe he is reminding us of the catch of fish lesson earlier in Luke, when Peter is pretty sure they'd already tried there, but okay, put out into the deep they do. The teacher says it, and oh, what a catch of fish. We need the same Jesus Christ to remain the teacher always. We are the learners. Indeed, this is why, as disciples, today on this Friday, we promise ourselves to sit at his feet, to learn from him rather than about him. Then we can get up and go forth in joy, even though still a bit blurry-eyed, to share the good news that God's got this, and every disciple, indeed, will be like her teacher. ¶¶